The proposal would set a 2-year timeline for the approval of a mining permit, including a 12-month pre-application process and 360-day review period by the DNR. Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald says it shortens what's currently a very open-ended process.
This is really streamlining the process, creating a reasonable permitting process and a timeline without compromising environmental integrity.
The bill also eliminates contested case hearings, which have been used to slow down the approval process for past mining projects. South Milwaukee Republican Mark Honadell says lawsuits could still be filed, but only after a mining permit has been approved.
The contested case process is a very costly, time-consuming procedure that is non-binding. See, it's a non-binding procedure which has everybody spend millions of dollars, delay mines.
The bill is aimed at making it easier for Florida-based Gogebic Taconite to open an iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. State Representative Brett Halsey says it allows corporate interests to rewrite Wisconsin's environmental laws.
I'm concerned that this bill has too many corporate giveaways. It was written in secret by out-of-state mining company lobbyists.
The Assembly Committee handling the bill will hold a public hearing next week in West Allis. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.